USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The gloves are coming off as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being forced to continually defend the bipartisan debt ceiling deal he worked out with the White House. Today he said he's confused by the opposition in his own party.
I'm not sure what in the bill people are concerned about. It is the largest savings of $2.1 trillion we've ever had.
McCarthy said a compromise had to be made so the GOP couldn't get everything it wanted. The House Freedom Caucus is urging fellow Republicans to vote against the bill. The first test for that bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling comes today. The House Rules Committee will vote on whether to bring the legislation to the House floor for a vote on Wednesday. On the committee, two conservative Republicans who say the deal doesn't cut spending enough. If a third Republican joins them in a no vote, the legislation could be sidelined before reaching the House floor. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured, including several under the age of 17. It happened when two groups of people on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk began shooting at each other. Five guns were recovered at the scene. Police say they're still looking for three additional suspects. Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Holmes will serve an 11-year sentence at a minimum security women's prison camp outside of Houston. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie could officially announce he's running for president in the next 2 weeks. So what do the people of New Jersey think?
Some of the work he did good. He should be a good candidate.
No, he's not going to do well. He's just going to interfere with everything else. He's just going to be a pain.
Allies of the Republican have created a super PAC to support him during the primary season. And a convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson getting approved for parole, Leslie Van Houten will be paroled after a court overturned a veto by Governor Newsom. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made that announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. He entered hospice care earlier this year after suffering a series of hospitalizations. A series of Memorial Day weekend shootings across the U.S. have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounting for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed, 5 others injured, after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico Saturday night. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. DeSantis visiting Des Moines this afternoon. He formally entered the race for the White House last week. A recent Emerson College poll of Hawkeye State Republicans shows likely GOP caucus goers favor former President Trump by 42 points over DeSantis. Consumer confidence dropped in May. The Conference Board says its index fell nearly a point and a half. The survey found the short-term outlook for income, business, and labor market conditions fell slightly across all age and income groups. And mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority. That's the warning coming from leaders in artificial intelligence along with academics. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.